The Day of the Dead has a different personal meaning for everyone. Dr. Maria Spicer Escalante and Dr. Celino Wheely, two Latino program specialists at USU, share their beliefs and what the Day of the Dead means for them as Latinas who grew up with this tradition.
Para mí es un tiempo.
For me, it is a reminder to think about those dear ones of mine who have passed away. It hurts a lot immediately after the loss of a loved one, and one goes through grief. Daily life takes you to other tasks that make you forget. So to have designated the Day of the Dead is to have an opportunity to be able to focus attention on them.
I do believe that the spirit of the dead comes on November 1st and 2nd, so whenever I set up the offering, I do it with great enthusiasm. I want to believe that they come, that they have the permission to come and meet us. And to be able to have this approach, I want to continue thinking this way.
In Mexican culture, when someone dies, people have a lapse of time to cry. In some towns, people can hire a group of women, called mourners, to cry for the deceased to help them cross the threshold to the next world.
By crying on the Day of the Dead, you are taking the soul away from your loved ones. You have to receive them with music, with a smile, with celebration. The Day of the Dead is a celebration. It is an excuse to have a party, to participate, to eat. Once the food is put on the table, in the offering, the living do not touch the food. That is the food of the dead, and it is prohibited to touch it.
Mexican marigold and traditional Mexican dishes are common household decor on the Day of the Dead. They can also be used to decorate the altars and tombs.
We want the table to look happy. We want the offering to look happy. So, we put things of many colors. Mole, red mole, something with green sauce, napolitos. There is always sweet pumpkin with sugarcane. Tejocotes, guavas, tamales. Those are the typical foods. Really what that loved one liked.
Some people put out special objects for the loved ones who passed away.
A toy, if it was a child, a musical instrument, if that person was musical, other professions, some hobby that person had. They come and can enter the world of the living for a moment and have access to those things that they had in life.
With Utah Public Radio, I am Manuel Girón.